Check a news. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria begin die naweek met 'n maksimum van 25, Johannesburg 24, Polokwane op na 22 grade.
Goeiemôre, ek sal stuur rekening in Randburg verkeers te buitewerking op Malibongwe Rylaan, waar dit nie werk by CR Swart Rylaan nie.
In your sport, it's sink or swim for the South African franchises in the Champions and EPCR Challenge Cup competitions this weekend as the pool stage reaches a close. And the Joburg Super Kings and Pretoria Capitals share the spoils after rain has the final say.
Ons begin in Johannesburg, waar die valke gister toegeslaan het as deel van die ondersoek na die uitlek van matriekuitslae. 'N 21-jarige is in hegtenis geneem in verband met die EduMarks skandaal. Dis die privaat webtuiste waar matriekleerlinge na bewering hulle uitslae kon kry net vir R100. Die valke sê in 'n verklaring, die jong man en sy ouers is in hulle huis gekry. Daar is beslag gelê op verskeie elektroniese toestelle as ook 'n ongelisensieerde vuurwapen met lewendige ammunisie. Die Zimbabwe's regering sê daar word kontak gemaak met mense in die buurland wie se familielede moontlik deel was van die onwettige mynaktiwiteite in Stilfontein in die Noordwes.
So far, no one has since approached us to indicate that they've got missing relatives. But I only remember when this operation started, when we visited the South African Police Service station, there were two families who suspected that their relatives could be underground.
Zimbabwe se konsulaat-generaal Eria Piri was gister op die toneel by die verlate goudmyn waar die polisie die reddingsoperasie opgeskort het na die bevestiging dat daar geen meer onwettige mynwerkers onder in skag 11 is nie. Meer as 1900 myners het sedert Augustus van onder die grond na die oppervlak gekom. Die meerderheid is van Mosambiek, Lesotho en Zimbabwe. Meer by jackaranda.fm.com, klik op news. En wanneer van Hammanskraal in die noorde van Tshwane wat skoon drinkwater het, gaan nou hulle munisipale rekeninge moet begin betaal. Burgemeester Nasipi Moya het gister die Rooiwal watersuiweringsaanleg besoek waar water nou na sowat 2 dekades uiteindelik gesuiwer word.
All those residents must get their clean bills. The way it says water, it must say zero, and then we start from scratch from the day that they've received clean water. Obviously, operationally, our teams have to make sure that the taps that are old are replaced, that the water meters are installed.
Meer op ons nuusblok. En die Hollywood regisseur wat die deentjie aan die wêreld gegee het, is dood. Regisseur David Lynch is gisteraand dood in die ouderdom van 78. Hy was verantwoordelik vir die TV-reeks onder andere vir Twin Peaks, wat in die 1990s die baan geweg het vir prestige TV-dramas. Lynch is geag as een van die beste regisseurs vir kunsrolprente ook soos Blue Velvet en Mulholland Drive en is in 2019 bekroon met 'n spesiale Oscar vir wat hy vir rolprente gedoen het. Terug in Suid-Afrika skop die naweek af gedeeltelik bewolk en koel in plekke. Enkele buie en donderbuie kan verwag word later vandag van oor Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo en die Noordwes. Pretoria en Emalahleni op na 25, Johannesburg en Mbombela 24, Polokwane 22, Rustenburg 27. As jy reis, joh, Kaapstad. Die naweek begin daar op 28 grade, Klibberg 25, Durban en Bloemfontein 27. Ek skryf dit soos die top story this hour. A 21-year-old has been arrested in connection with the EduMarks matric results leak investigation.
The following content may or may not include the usage of artificial intelligence. However, it definitely contains nuts.
Have you been spending too much time with your real family? They were eating the lamb. They were eating the chops. Would you rather spend some time with your morning family? It's time for breakfast with Martin Bester.
The International Timeout named Cape Town the best city in the world. On the line is the executive mayor of Cape Town, Jordan Hill Lewis.
I hope that you will recognize that this award is conferred on Cape Town mainly because of our rugby superiority.
But listen, congratulations. Is it in okay condition after we've been there for December?
We had to do a lot of repairs and maintenance afterwards, but no, we've got it back to ship-shape condition.
Cape Town is...